Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior, the one we worship this blessed day. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, Luke 16, heaven and hell, poor Lazarus, the rich man in torment. We pray as we consider the word of God. Lord, you promise that when your word is taught, it will not return to you empty, but will accomplish all that you desire. How we pray that your word would work in us true repentance, that we cry for mercy, that your word would give us faith in your mercy, that your word would ever strengthen us and give us peace and joy, that we know that we have eternal life at the bosom of Abraham, all in you. We pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, too little, too late. Probably heard that expression. A football team is down 21 points. And Tennessee fans are probably saying, what? It's going to be too little, too late. But they rallied back. Good win. Sorry, Dave Varner and Kevin Booth and any other Florida fans here. But it wasn't too little, too late. They rallied back quite well, won the game. Tennessee fans are happy. Or a child is in school and they have a homework assignment due tomorrow, a big homework assignment, and you turn that assignment in 3 days late. The teacher might say, too little, too late. I needed the assignment back on Monday. You didn't turn it in until Thursday. Sorry, too little, too late. Or you owe money to somebody. You owe a bill. And it's supposed to be due on this date. And you turn in the money 3 days later, a week later. The people might say, sorry, too little, too late. You're going to have a lot of interest you got to pay, or you're going to get a lawsuit or something. Too little, too late. And I think that's a theme of the gospel lesson. Too little, too late for this rich man. He begins to learn a few things in hell, but it's too little, too late. He's in hell after. He's in hell, isn't he? And let me say three things today that we may never be late for. It's okay to be late for a lot of things. Who cares if you're late for something? No big deal. Don't be late for these three things. The rich man was late. First of all, don't be late in looking up to God for mercy. Notice the rich man dies, he goes to hell. And this is surprising because everybody thought he would go to heaven. He's rich, he's blessed by God. God loves him. Obviously, he'll go to heaven, but he's in hell because your riches don't get you to heaven. It's faith in Christ that does. And the poor Lazarus has that. The rich man does not. But the first thing he does when he's in hell, the text says, the first thing he does is he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to give me a little drop of water on my tongue. Probably the first time this rich man ever looked up to heaven in his entire life because he loved the earth so much. First time he ever thought about mercy. He didn't need mercy, he had money. And lots of it. Who needs mercy when you have money? He probably thought. First time he ever thought about judgment. And thought about life beyond the here and now and eternity of heaven and hell. He's having too much fun here on earth. I don't have time to think about heaven and hell and eternity. I like life here. First time he ever realized that he was helpless. Because he was never helpless in his life. He had everything or people to do it for him. Now he's helpless. And he cries out for mercy, a good thing. I want some mercy. Have mercy. We sing it in church. Have mercy. Too little, too late. Not even a drop of water for your tongue. Because you're in hell. You had all these opportunities to look up to God on this earth, but you didn't. Now it's too little, too late. Dear friends, praise be to God, it's not so for us. We are here today. We're in church September the 25th, 2016. It's not too little, too late for us. And we begin church crying out for mercy. And we'll cry out on Wednesday and next Sunday. And every day we should cry out, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Say it with me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We look up to heaven. And we cry out, God, have mercy. And the good news, God does have mercy. And we don't just get a drop of water on our tongues for a second, but we get the water of baptism that washes away all of our sins for eternity. That's what we get today. It's called absolution. And on our tongues today, God doesn't put a little drop of water. He puts his son's body, his son's blood on our tongues, that we may have life and resurrection and heaven and be with Lazarus and Abraham and all the saints forever. That's what we get, the mercy of God. Praise be to God, you're here. Come all the time. It's not too little, too late. God is merciful. You see what our Congressman Duncan wants to do in schools? I think it's probably a pretty good idea. He's pushing for defibrillators in schools. So that if kids have a heart problem, you can resuscitate their heart. Not a bad thing. But as we're here in church, we all know children and adults have a heart problem. And a defibrillator is not going to help it. It's called unbelief and sin. And we have what helps it here in church. We have the Word of God that gives a new heart, that gives faith. We have holy baptism and absolution that gives faith. We have holy communion that gives faith and strengthens faith that we live forever. That's what we got in our school, in our church. Come. Secondly, don't be late in loving other people. Someone you need to love, a Lazarus at your gate, don't be late. The rich man is in hell, and notice suddenly he begins to think of other people. He thinks of his five brothers, and he wants Lazarus to go back and rise from the dead and give a warning, repent so you don't come to hell. He's actually caring about his five brothers. He has a little love in his heart. He's thinking outside of himself in his own greedy world to other people. But it's too little, too late. The rich man had poor Lazarus at his gate every day of his life. And that's of note. Lazarus wasn't placed over here in the corner of his property. We never saw him. But he was placed right at the man's gate. The guy walked by him every day is the point of the text. Every day he walked by him. And there was a gross scene of sores and dogs licking the sores. It's very vivid for us. How can you not pay attention to that rich man? How can you not want to help that pathetic situation? Come on. A poor guy there every day, not every once in a while, but every day, and dogs licking his sores. And all that poor Lazarus wants is a crumb from his table. He's not asking for a bunch of money. He's not asking for a job in the household somehow. He's not even asking for medical help for his sores the dogs are licking. Just a crumb from your table. And he never gives it. Not even a crumb. Who's the Lazarus at your gate? Maybe there are people in our lives that need food and need medical help. And then there are people, God sets before us, that just need a listening ear. Someone to pay attention. Someone to listen for a while. See a need and meet it. Love other people. Do it before it's too late. And maybe there's someone that needs a gentle rebuke. They're going the wrong way and you see that. You can give them a gentle, loving rebuke. Come back, brother. Come back, sister. You're going the wrong way. Someone needs guidance. Someone is guilt-ridden, which we all are, and they need forgiveness. Go tell them about forgiveness in Jesus, the cross. Go reassure them you're forgiven. Your sins are washed away. Who's the Lazarus at your gate that you're just passing by and ignoring? May it not be said about us, too little, too late. We know the love of God. And we are richer than the rich man in the text. We've been clothed not in purple linen. We are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus in baptism. And we feast and feast on Jesus' body and blood today. We know the love of God. We have the mercy and forgiveness of God. This ought to overflow in our lives that we must love others. If they're at our gate or in the corner of our yard or way out there, we love all people because God's love compels us to love. How can we not? Heard where they did a study, and they found out in this study that people by nature are lazy. By how we are made, or in our sinful flesh, I would say, we want to conserve energy. Duh! Really? We need to spend millions of dollars to figure out that people are lazy and like to conserve energy and sit on the couch and lay around and push buttons the entire time? Duh! How much money do we spend on that stuff? We are lazy, greedy people who like to lie back and do nothing. And it affects the church. And is ever our prayer, the Holy Spirit, raise us up. Holy Spirit, get a hold of us and raise us up in faith, in renewed zeal and love and passion to save the world. And then last of all, and this is most important of all, don't be late, the theme of the day, in listening to God's word. Notice again, the rich man, he listens pretty well in hell. He talks to Abraham. He listens to Abraham. He doesn't interrupt Abraham. He doesn't really argue with Abraham. He's just pleading for some help. He doesn't scoff and deny it. Oh, I don't want to hear God's word. I never wanted that my entire life. I don't want it now either when I'm in hell. Just get away, Abraham. He listens to Abraham teach. He's listening to God's word, but too little, too late. He's in hell. And the climax of the story is at the end when he wants his five brothers saved and send Lazarus back. They'll believe if Lazarus goes back and he's risen from the dead, obviously, a sign. Give my brothers some kind of special sign. They'll believe. And what does Abraham say? No. They have Moses and the prophets. They have the word of God. May they listen and believe the word of God in their very midst. The man wants a special sign for his brothers. No special sign. We all have the word of God in our ears this day. The word of God preached and taught all over the place in this church and school. We have the word of God all over the place in America here. We all have the word of God. And the word of God tells us of many signs. The sign of Jesus' birth. The star the wise men saw. The sign of his death on the cross. The sign of his own resurrection from the dead. And he raised a Lazarus from the dead too, for that matter. We have all these signs recorded for us. The love and mercy of God. We have no excuse. None of us here has any excuse if we go to hell. We are so blessed to be in a church where the word of God is preached, the sacrament is given. So blessed beyond measure. Don't take it for granted. Don't miss out on it. You're here today. It's not too little, too late. Hear the word of God in your ears and believe it. And share it with your neighbor before it's too late for him or her. I heard where in Korea they have a museum. And in this museum, they have what is called the Divine Bell. The Divine Bell is a special bell that was made back in 771 A.D. And whenever it rings, it sounds like a crying child. And by legend, it sounds like a crying child because supposedly the man who made the bell had to sacrifice one of his kids to make the bell a crying child. Don't believe that. We have the divine bell in the church. It rings loudly all the time. The divine bell, God's bell, is the gospel. And yes, it is the cry of a Savior on the cross that says, "It is finished. You're forgiven. You're saved." That's the cry of the divine bell called the gospel. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That's the cry of our Savior. "Come to me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest." That's the cry of our Savior. "Come to me. I'll give you peace and rest." Come. The cry of Christ. And it's not a legend. It's love. But that for that to happen, God did have to sacrifice his son. No legend. It's called love. It's not too little, too late for us. We're here today. May we, like today, ever look up to God for mercy. May we ever reach out in love for others before it's too late for them or for us to do it. And may we above all, listen and believe the word of God. Don't be late, First Lutheran. Never be late. Amen. Let's rise and confess our faith. The words of the Nicene Creed, inside back of your hymnal, our faith in the God who calls us.